Structure of Spirituality. The desires of a person are called vessels, and one can receive spiritual light or pleasure into them. However, in their essence, these desires must be similar to the qualities of the spiritual light. Otherwise, the light cannot enter them, according to the laws of the equivalence of form of spiritual objects. The closeness of spiritual objects, or their distancing, or their merging and unification, is always based on the principle of the similarity of properties. For example, the Creator wants to bestow upon a person that which a person wants to reciprocate for the sake of the Creator. Therefore, a person's heart, which is his vessel, will be filled with the perception of the Creator to the same degree that he's been able to eject egoism from the self. This is in accordance with the law of the equivalence of qualities between the light and the vessel. A person can begin his spiritual ascent from any condition that he's in if he realizes that of all possible conditions, ranging from the highest to the lowest, the Creator has chosen this particular one as the best situation for him to start on the path of spiritual advancement. That is to say, there can be no other frame of mind, mood, or external circumstances better suited or more beneficial to his progress than the circumstances that he's in at the present time, however hopeless or dismal they may seem to him. This applies even if the original constant desire may in itself be very vivid, very intense, and give no peace to the individual. But if that desire is invariable and consistent, then there's no movement. Therefore, when it is said the upper light is in a state of absolute rest, this means that the will of the Creator to benefit us is unwavering and constant. We're found in a sea of light, but since that point in us, which we call our I, is encased in a shell of egoism, in which we are incapable of enjoying light, we're floating. False pleasures. The pleasures of our world, as seen by society, can be divided into several types. Those status symbols, wealth and fame, natural, family, criminal, pleasures experienced at the expense of the lives of others, illegal, pleasures experienced at the expense of the property of others, amorous, etc. All of these are understood by society, even though some of them are condemned and punished. But there's a certain type of pleasure unacceptable in any type of society, which always evokes protests and causes enormous funds to be spent on attempting to combat it, even though the damage it causes society is perhaps the most insignificant. For example, drug addicts are, as a rule, unpretentious people who are deeply absorbed in their inner sensations. Why, then, do we not allow our fellow human beings to engage in pleasure that poses only a small threat to society? Why not just give them a chance to enjoy their unassuming, peaceful pleasures, which doesn't harm others, unlike criminal, illegal, and other pleasures? False pleasures divert us from our true goals. They cause us to forget ourselves, and they propel us to spend all our life chasing them as if we were dazed. Is it then true that all objects that attract us are false carriers of pleasure? Instead of seeking true pleasure and turning to spiritual things, we seek satisfaction in forever changing fashions, in improving our lifestyle, in manufacturing new articles. It's as if we're in a race not to run out of attractive carriers of new pleasures, lest we feel life will not give us sufficient enjoyment. As soon as an individual attains what he's been striving for, he immediately has to set the next goal, because what he's attained loses its attraction. Yet without hope for new pleasures, without seeking and chasing them, one seemingly has no incentive to live. Therefore, can't it be said that all of our fashions and our lifestyle and all that we constantly chase is but another kind of drug? What's the difference between a drug addict's pleasure and the pleasure derived from the mundane and the material? Why does the Creator, the divine supervision, oppose the pleasures derived from drugs? Why does he cause us to pass anti-drug legislation in this world? Why do we not extend the same approach to other material pleasures derived from the common objects of this world? Drugs are prohibited in our world precisely for the reason that they allow a person to escape reality. They make that person incapable of facing the blows and the beauty of life, which are caused by the absence of egoistic pleasures. These blows are in fact a means of reforming us, since only a small part of the population turns to religion and to Kabbalah in order to change. Paradoxically, people turn to the Creator in times of hardship when they're shaken by grief. It's odd that they don't turn away from the Creator during the hard times, since he's the one that sends people their suffering. Drugs are a source of false pleasure and are therefore prohibited. A person under the influence of drugs is under an illusion of pleasure, which bars that person from finding a path to true spiritual pleasure. For this reason, drugs are subconsciously seen by society as the most dangerous addiction, although they present no immediate hazard to other people.